Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2020 is here, and I want to introduce this new segment of the More Than Fitness Podcast properly. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to... Wait, hold on. Let me get it set up. Super professional here. Hold on. What's it? All right, here we go. I want to welcome you guys to the mini-sodes of the More Than Fitness Podcast. I'm super excited about it because these are going to be 7 to 20 minute episodes just of me coming on here real quick, talking to you guys about diet, exercise, life, mindset, motivation, rants, books, whatever I can think of a singular topic that I think you guys would benefit from, and just have a little piece, a takeaway after each episode. You can listen to it on your way to work, while you're eating lunch, while you're walking around, et cetera, et cetera. I just needed a different format for the podcast, and I think these mini-sodes will be able to fill that void, and it also allow me to put out some more great content for you guys that I hope that you benefit from. And today's topic is going to be... This is a skill that I've tried to develop over the past few years, and I'm still refining it each and every day. And in 2020, for any of you who read or listened to my retrospective of 2019 and also my action plan for 2020, I mentioned something like this in those pieces of content. And the concept actually comes from Sam Harris and his meditation app. So he is a PhD, he's a neuroscientist. And his meditation app, Waking Up, has been really helpful for me in the sense of taking a lot of pressure off myself on a day-to-day basis, because I'm sure a lot of the people listening are similar to me in the sense that we want to live a great life, right? We want to produce really good work. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of our families. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to achieve a higher standard than, say, your quote-unquote average person. And I think whenever you strive to do that, you have to put a certain amount of pressure on yourself to be above the average person, because that's just what it takes. But attached to that is going to be a lot of anxiety, overwhelm, and just lots of overanalyzing and thinking and second guessing yourself. And the concept that Sam Harris discusses in his app is the concept of beginning again, right? So what he means by this and how he uses it in meditation is basically, to my understanding, the point of meditation is going to be to practice mindfulness, but you do that in the sense of focusing on your breath. So you focus on your breath, you focus on your inhalation and your exhalation. So you breathe in and you breathe out, and you keep focusing just on that. But then, of course, our minds will start to wander. They'll start to wander, and you'll start thinking about something else. But then what happens is you become aware of that, and then what you're supposed to do is become aware of that and then gently bring your attention back to your breath. So you're basically catching yourself in the act of not being in the present moment, not thinking about your task at hand. And that's what meditation is. It's simply a practice for your brain to catch your thoughts and bring it back to your task at hand, so that you don't let your mind wander as much. And the reason why I think this concept is so helpful for me to practice even outside of my meditation is that I can catch myself in between certain tasks throughout the day. It could be from the main thing that he talks about in the app is as you switch from one task to another. So as you work from, let's say, as you're going from lunch to work or work to lunch, those little moments in between there where you you go from work to lunch, then you start to worry and you start to have anxiety and you start to think about all the things that you need to get done for the rest of the day or all the things that you haven't done up to that point and that you still need to get done. And what he talks about with this concept is simply understanding that at any given moment in time, you always have the opportunity to forget the past and simply begin again. So with his meditation, what we do is, what I do often is I'll be practicing the meditation, focusing on my breath, and then my mind will start to wander, and then I will catch that, and then I will start to guilt myself or shame myself because I'm like, oh fuck, I need to be meditating right now. I need to be focusing on this. And all I'm doing is thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner later, or I'm thinking about all the work that I need to get done. I need to answer so-and-so's email. I need to get back to X, Y, and Z. And all I really need to be doing is focusing on this meditation. So I feel guilty, etc. But his concept of beginning again, he was like, don't beat yourself up. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Because, again, every waking moment, you have the opportunity to simply begin again. And to bring this concept to the gym, which I think he actually used in the app in his little lesson where he talked about this. And he talked about there's no reason, because I'm sure you guys have been the same way. Whenever you go to the gym, you could be having a lackluster session and you're not in it. Either you're on your phone, you're not very motivated, you're just kind of going through the motions, but there's no reason why in the very next set, you can't just decide that this next set is going to be the best, most focused set you've ever done in your entire life. If you can just reset and begin again, there's no reason why the rest of that session can't be the best session that you've had in years. So I think whenever you have this concept in your back pocket, it can be super helpful to move on and to not judge yourself so much, not guilt yourself so much, not put all the pressure on yourself to perform at your best 24 hours a day, because we know that that's not possible. But what is very helpful is the consistency of beginning again over and over and over. It's a practice, right? We have to go throughout our day and constantly bring our attention back to the task at hand. This is why single tasking is so important. And it's a skill that I've been trying to work on, because just if you're somebody who can focus without distraction and go into those deep work phases and really push everything else out and go into the flow state, it's a skill that many people cannot do. And it's also a skill that can propel your work and your life to another level. So this concept of beginning again is something that I have been working on very diligently. And again, it is a practice, just like every single day. I understand that whenever I wake up, I can simply begin again. Even if this entire week has been terrible, or the entire day I've just been distracted, I've been lazy, I've been procrastinating, I haven't been doing what I need to be doing, I know that I can take a step back and I can begin again. So with that being said, I would implore you guys to give that a try. If you do give it a try and you like this concept, definitely let me know, because I feel like I'm not the only one that struggles with this. And whenever I heard Sam talk about this in his app, it really resonated with me a lot. And it took away a lot of the overwhelm and anxiety that came with me on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't mean that it eliminated that completely, but it did give me a tool to deal with that better on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. So yeah, I think you guys should give that a try. And if you do give it a try, let me know. I hope it helps, and I hope you enjoyed this very first episode of the Minisodes on the More Than Fitness Podcast. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness Podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.